Exclusive: Mo Brooks, Healthcare for Illegal Aliens' Latest Democrat Effort to Turn U.S. into California. By John Binder on July 5, 2019. Providing free, American taxpayer-funded healthcare to all illegal aliens is just the latest effort to use mass immigration to turn the United States into the sanctuary state of California, Representative Mo Brooks, RL, says. As Breitbart News reported, the majority of 2020 Democrat presidential candidates have endorsed a plan to force taxpayers to pay for free health care for all 11 to 22 million illegal aliens living across the country. The plan would cost taxpayers at least $660 billion a decade. Brooks told SiriusXM Patriots Breitbart News tonight that Democrats' primary motivation behind offering health care to illegal aliens is not compassion, but rather an effort to transform the U.S. into the state of California through mass illegal and legal immigration. Listen, Brooks said. The motivation for all for this is even worse. They don't have compassion for these illegal aliens. That's not their primary motivation. Their primary motivation is the desire to acquire raw political power. That's what it's all about. Emphasis added. If you limit votes to American citizens, Democrats do not fare too well with us. So what they're trying to do is import people who do not understand the foundational principles that have combined to make America a great nation and who are much more likely to vote Democrat once Democrats give them voting rights. Emphasis added. Brooks detailed how California, the state where former President Ronald Reagan was governor, has been forever changed due to the country's mass illegal and legal immigration policy that imports about 1.5 million foreign nationals a year. Let's learn from history. California used to be a purple state. Remember, Ronald Reagan came from there. The Democrats had flooded California with non-citizens, Brooks said. And why do non-citizens vote Democrat so often? Well, let's look at illegal aliens. The data shows that 70% of households that have an illegal alien in them are on welfare. The data shows that 60% of households that have a lawful immigrant in them are on welfare. So, you've got three different themes that the Democrat Party now relies on. One is racism, two is sexism, and three is socialism. Health insurance expert Linda Bloomberg told the New York Times that any of the Democrats' plans that offer free health care to illegal aliens is could likely to drive a mass migration of foreigners with serious health problems to enter the country or remain longer than their visas allow in order to get government-funded care. Likely U.S. voters, by a majority, said they oppose being forced to pay for the health care of millions of illegal aliens living in the country, as Breitbart News reported. The latest Rasmussen Reports poll found that 55% of voters said they opposed such a plan, including 8 in 10 Republican voters, about 6 in 10 swing voters, and 62% of middle-class voters. In the next two decades, should the country's legal immigration policy go unchanged, the U.S. is set to import about 15 million new foreign-born voters. About 8 million of these new foreign-born voters will have arrived through the process known as chain migration, whereby newly naturalized citizens are allowed to bring an unlimited number of foreign relatives to the country. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at @jxhnbinder.